It's only Blue Friday.
Ow! What's occurring?
It's our daily guessing game quiz. You tell me what happened next. Text me 81199.
Ow! What's occurring?
Everyone texts going, give him the key, give him the key. He's your friend, give him the key. Oh, I just think it's a bit weird.
At least if he's got a key, then you don't have to worry about your keys.
Yeah, true. Okay.
So, several people just want to check, one of them being Lawrence Exeter, that your friend isn't an MP.
No.
On the quiet.
No,
going to claim some kind of expenses from
not
your flat.
Not as far as I'm aware. No.
Right, okay.
Ooh, topical.
That was, wasn't it? Well done, Lawrence Exeter.
Can you imagine Scott being friends with an MP?
Right, I think we should move on.
Ow! What's occurring?
Here's your first situation today. Right, if you could be a famous person, anybody in the world, who would it be? Becky.
Jessica Simpson.
Why?
Because I love her.
Yeah. I'd be Nick Lachey.
I don't want to be Jessica Simpson.
Now, if I said David Beckham, if I said David Beckham, are you going to say you want to be Victoria?
No.
Right.
Well, we all know that you fancy David Beckham a little bit.
Eric Cantona.
Why?
Because I love him.
Actual love?
Have
actual
you seen
love.
His new movie, Chappers?
No, but I want to. Looking for Eric, isn't it? Wasn't it? Being Eric or something like that.
It looks good, actually.
It does. Mm. It's about a postman called Eric.
Oh, who, yeah, who but you've really sold it.
Who befriends Eric Cantona, I think.
Wow. Plot spoiler. Anyway, we went on to Special Street, you know the one.
I think it's a true story.
You know the street we went on to?
Yeah, Stupid Street.
And we asked six people, if you could be any famous person in the whole wide world and the history of the world, who would it be? My question to you is, on Stupid Street, what was the most popular answer?
Oh, my
who do they most want to be in the whole world? Becky.
Cheryl Cole.
Chappers.
Lewis Hamilton.
Lewis Hamilton?
Oh, yeah. And let's think, they really give rational answers on Stupid. I mean, you could pick... I mean, this is the history of the world. The likelihood of actually getting this right is quite small.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We are Stupid Street. If you could be any famous person for a day, who would it be? Let's find out the most popular answer.
If you could be any celebrity for the day, who would you be and why?
Vinnie Jones.
If you were Vinnie Jones, do you think you'd get the ladies for the day?
Maybe a woman with a fetish for ex-Wimbledon players. Probably Brad Pitt along those lines. So.
Yeah? How come you pick Brad?
No, he's just got fashion. Sense.
Be any celebrity for the day, who would you be?
What's his name? I can't remember his name. The one from North England. Smart guy, he knew what he was talking about. Yeah, that would be, I'd like to be him.
Good.
I'd be someone out of Home and Away.
Who would you be out of Home and Away?
Fit one.
If you could be any celebrity for the day, who would you be and why?
I'd be Barbara Windsor for the day. That'd be brilliant, yeah. Definitely Barbara Windsor.
I'd be, I've forgotten her name now. Thingy in EastEnders, I'd be her sister. I think she's got a sister, but I'd be her other sister.
Which character are we talking about?
The one in the pub.
Barbara
one
who Windsor?
Says, give me my pub. She goes, give me my pub.
So you think you'd be Barbara Windsor?
I'd be her sister.
Who's her sister?
Well, she's got one sister, but I'd be her other sister.
But is she a soap star?
Of course she's a soap star. She's in the pub.
Are you sure it's not her daughter's?
No, she's in the pub. Barbara Windsor owns the pub.
I can't remember his name. The one from North England. Smart guy. He knew what he was talking about.
Who's that?
That could be anybody, couldn't it?
I love her.
Give me my pub. This guy, give me my pub.
Oh, what's occurring?
Barbara Windsor owns the pub.
You see, you two laughed at my Lewis Hamilton, but there was Brad Pitt, somebody from Home and Away, and Barbara Windsor twice.
The most popular answer, if you could be any celebrity for a day, was Barbara Windsor. No points. Next. You know the Jonas Brothers?
Yeah.
They're nice, aren't they?
They were very pleasant when we met them, yeah.
They are like robots. They're Disney trained through and through, but they are really nice.
They were very intense.
Yeah. I'd go as far to say they're awesome.
Would you?
Yeah, they're on with Edith. They were on this week. With Edith from 1 o'clock in the afternoon. My question to you, when they were on, how many times did the Jonas Brothers say the word awesome? Becky?
25.
Chops?
12.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are, on Edith's show, the awesome Jonas Brothers.
It was awesome.
It was really good.
And it's awesome.
Wow, it's awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
Which was awesome.
I'm going to play your new single right now. It's called
awesome.
Paranoid.
He's awesome.
Staying lovely.
Love
have
that.
You ever partaken?
Awesome. That's legit. That's
yeah,
awesome.
This is from Lauren.
That's just awesome.
It's 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 awesome.
Awesome.
It was 14. Was it?
Yeah.
14 awesomes, which means Chappers gets a point. Well done, Chops.
Oh. What's occurring?
Awesome. Last one. You know the one that doesn't speak?
Yeah. He's not having a key, all right, to my house.
No. But he is a fan of all things Indian.
Right.
Do you know this?
No.
He loves India.
Okay.
Now, I decided to give him a special treat yesterday.
Gaylord Restaurant, good morning.
Hello, is that the Gaylord?
It is.
Hello, it's Scott, you all right?
Yes, sir.
I'm just ringing to ask what the hottest curry is that you have.
Hottest curry we have? Vindaloo.
Okay, so if I wanted to get my friend a really, really hot curry, what vindaloo?
It can go beyond that also, but we have vindaloo on the menu, but besides that, we can do the pal, it's called the pal.
Oh, is that even worse?
It could be hot.
And that'll make you sweat a bit?
Yeah, that's fine, and you can have green chilies at the side nicely.
That sounds good, I'll do that.
Okay.
Oh yeah, see, so I got the Gaylord to...
They do good curries.
They do. To make the one that doesn't speak... A special, really hot vindaloo with extra chilies on the side and made him eat it. Here's my question to you. How many questions could the one that doesn't speak get right? Questions about India whilst eating the really hot vindaloo. How many questions?
Oh, this is going to sound horrible. None.
Becky?
Three.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Obviously, we have changed his voice to protect his identity. Here is the one that doesn't speak, eating a hot vindaloo. How many questions can you get right about India? We're giving you 1 minute to answer as many questions as you can about India whilst eating this extremely hot curry.
Bring it on.
And go. How old is India?
600 years.
34,000 years old.
Oh, that's really, really hot.
How many trips does India, as a country, make to the cinema each year, more than any other?
12.
4 billion. All right.
Oh, water! My mouth is on fire.
What year did India get its independence?
1901.
1947. What is the currency of India?
The rupee.
Correct. Which oil is popularly used for cooking in North India?
Curry oil.
Groundnut oil. What three colours make up the national flag of India?
Green, red and blue.
Saffron, white and green.
It's so hot.
Which popular board game was invented in India?
Monopoly.
Chess. Right.
I need the water.
That was the one that didn't speak. Voice changed. Eating a hot vindaloo.
Thanks for pointing that out.
The answer was one. Just one question right.
I'm on fire!
So I give Becky the point there, don't I?
No, you can meet the point.
You said none.
Yeah, and Becky said three.
Okay, yeah, you're nearer. So Chappers wins today's Oh, What's Occurring?